Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Sadi Beis, and we are up to Sif Gimel. Af al pisha yotza kvar mevarech lahotzi as acher yidei chovaso. Says even after a person was already yotze kriyas hamegillah, he could make the bracha to be motzi someone else their obligation. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud. And for sure, you'll be able to be motzi with the kriyas hamagillah, even though he was yotze. Now, this is based on the principle of what's called yotza motzi. That, you see, normally, for example, a person cannot go ahead and make a bracha, let's say a borei priya eitz to be motzi someone else. If he, even if the guy doesn't know how to make the bracha, if the guy who's making the berei priya eitz is not eating the apple, I can't make a berei priya eitz for someone else who's eating an apple, because for me it would be a bracha levatala. How can I make a berei priya eitz if I'm not eating an apple? Okay. Oh, but when it comes to the mitzvahs, okay. So the basic idea is kol Yisrael arevim zel lazeh, right? That. It's not just a nice musa shmuz. Oh, Kol Yisrael, we all have to care about our fellow yid. It's actually a halakha concept that even after a person has been yotze his mitzvah, and if he went ahead and made the bracha, it would be a bracha levatala for him. He can go ahead and be motzi someone else, which has two chidushim in it. A, this individual could go ahead and make a bracha himself, and not only that, but even though he's no longer chayiv, he can go ahead and, with his saying of the bracha, or kal v'chomer, the kriya, which wouldn't be a problem stam to lane it, but he has the power to be motzi someone else, even though right now, practically, he's not mechuyiv. Now, that's different than someone who's not mechuyiv b'dar. So, for example, if you have a situation where someone is not mechuyiv in something, then they won't be able to be motzi someone else. For example, if you have a situation where a woman, let's say, is not chayiv in something, let's say a woman would only be chayiv in Birchas HaMazon Midrabanan. So she wouldn't be able to be motzi a man in Birchas HaMazon because she's not bichlal the chayiv of Birchas HaMazon at the right level. Here the pshat is, you yourself are chayiv in Megillah, but you were even yotze. You were chayiv in Megillah, but you were yotze. So once you are considered a general mechuyav b'davar, so then the idea is that a principle of kol Yisrael reivim zeh lazeh sets in that the fact that your fellow yid is chayiv and what you're chayiv in allows you, even if you were yotze, to go ahead and express the bracha and in kal v'chomer the kriyas hamegillah to enable the other person to be yotze through shomea ka'ona with what you with your reciting. So that's what he says. Kol shekain the yachal otziyam b'kriya afal pishe yotze kvar. The reason why it's a kol shekain is because the bracha has two chidushim. Number one, it's not a bracha levatala. Number two, that you have the ability to be motzi that person. But kriya, the gila, there's no bracha levatala issue. But the chidush is that you could be motzi someone, even though right now, practically, you already were yotze. Right? U'mikol makom, yesh poskim shesovrim linyam bracha, im yodin b'yatzon levarech, yivarchu b'yatzon. However, there are poskim that maintain that with respect to the bracha, if the other person knows how to make the bracha, right, and yodin b'atzman levarech, yivarchu ba'atzman. They should make the bracha themselves. Kevan shu kvar yotza b'kriya. Since he already was yotze in kriya, and the other person knows how to make the bracha, so what would be best to do, according to this opinion, is have the one who is now being yotze make the bracha, and you, the Baal Karve, lane for him. However, he says, u'minag ha'olam lahakel leotzian b'chol gavne. The minag ha'olam is to go ahead and be motzi, even if you, with even the bracha, regardless of the fact that the individual was already yotze, he can go ahead and make the brachas ha-megillah, the brachas of the Megillah, and read the Megillah for someone else who hasn't yet to fulfill their mitzvah. Vayei le'el, simen tav kuf pei hei, Mishnah Berurah, sif katan hei. And that's where Mishnah Berurah writes regarding going ahead and blowing shofar for others, even though they were already yotze. So there he talks about how it's better that the ones listening make the brachas. And once again, he talks there how the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. Anyway, the other issue that, you know, relates to this is when someone already was Yotze the Megillah, and he's now reading the Megillah for a woman, that, as we saw, has its own complications because the bracha is a bracha possibly of Lishmoa, that's how we paskin. The bracha is Lishmoa Mikra Megillah as opposed to Al Mikra Megillah. And that's what makes it much more complicated with a woman. So that's what many times people, you know, even if, for example, you'd be laning for another man and you would say you'd make the bracha, but maybe for a woman, it might be a different story because there, since the bracha is Lishmoa Mikra Megillah, so there, you know, there are those that are pretty emphatic that the woman should go ahead and be and make that bracha if the man was already Yotze. Okay, let's move on. Yud Aleph, Lahotzi es Acher Yedei Chovaso. He says, V'yikrena lanashim achar sheyotza mibeis hakneses. The mitzvah sheyetze ba'atzmo v'kriyas hatzibur. So now, going back to the women issue, he's going to discuss the exact same thing that I was discussing, but he brings up a different issue here. So maybe you might think, if you're going to read for the women, so then, you know, that might be better to go ahead and avoid this whole issue and just read for the women. So he says, no, still better to read for the women who are not in shul after you already went to shul and were yotze with the Kriyas HaMegillah with the tzibur. Because of Pursu Menisa, it's better to be with the tzibur. Achein imechavein shalo latzeis ba'osa kriya, shaper dami latzeis acharkach b'kriya atzibur. However, he says, you could go ahead and pull the following shtick, that you could have kavana if you want to be motzi the women first, so and you have a kriya that's going to be in the tzibur or the later, and you can read the Megillah with enough time to get to the tzibur to read the Megillah. So then he says you could have kavana not to be yotze when you're reading it to the women, and then go to the shul afterwards and be yotze your Megillah in the shul. Ukishahu mivarech lenashim tov. So that's where he's going. It's appropriate to go ahead and make the bracha of Lishmoa Megillah, or Lishmoa, we saw the nusach of Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. And once again, we say that it might be that situation, it might be taka better for the woman to make the bracha. And what's the reason why the bracha is Lishmoa Mikra Megillah, Lishmoa Megillah? Ki yesh poskim shesovim de'isha ena chayeves b'kriya rak Lishmoa. The woman's chiyuv is not kriya, but the woman's chiyuv is shemiya, is listening. Again, if the mitzvah was kriya, she'd also be yotze with listening, but it would be shomea ka'ona, which would give her a din of mikra, right? Shomea basically means not working with shomea ka'ona. Her mitzvah is to hear. You don't need shomea ka'ona, but that's the mitzvah to hear. Let's move right there. Sif Dalet. Mishu onus ktsas. Someone is a shtickle onus, not a massive onus. He's a shtickle onus, and he can't go to the Beis HaKnesses. So what does that mean? He's a shtickle onus. So it means that, again, he's someone who obviously can still go, but it's extremely difficult. And here's the problem. What is that person who can't go to shul? What does he have to do? Because he can't go to shul, he has to wait until everyone went to shul to hear the Megillah. So he's waiting for someone to come back and lane for him. And it's tough for him to stay. He's fasting from Tainas Esther. And there's another halacha. Halacha is like by Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat before you are mekayim the mitzvah. Now we hold by Kriya Shema, if you have a set time when you daven, or you have someone remind you, things like that, you can be makeup. But for some reason, when it comes to Megillah, they're very makbid about this halacha of not eating once the Zman comes until the Kriya Sa Megillah. So you have the following issue. Regardless of the fact that there was a tainus, once the Zman for Megillah comes, you're not allowed to eat until you do Megillah. So you mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah. The problem is that it's not like an ordinary night where like you're just going to hold off. You already fasted. So it's hard for the guy to, it's hard for the guy to sit with tainus. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and he has a huge chiddush that we'll see the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring poskim the chalak on this. Yochel l'shmoa kriyas mebaod yom, v'plaga mincha l'mala. He can hear the kriya from plaga mincha and onward. Meaning he can have someone read to him already plaga mincha, erev purim, and be yotzei with that. But he says, "Aval aser." The Rama says, "Lechol kol dem sheyishma kriyas megillah." But still, aser to eat before sheyishma kriyas megillah. Afilu atayinis kashalav. Even if the tayinis is tough on him, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable chumrah because like, we're not this machmir when it comes to kriyashma. When's the last time you marked not to eat, right? Before kriyashma at night. We have dinner before kriyashma at night. But again, we rely on a kula that hey, we have a minion. It's kavua. The truth is, if you don't have a minion kavua, it's not so pashut. You have to have some type of reminder. Someone remind you. But that's the story. It seems very, very makbid about that with respect to not eating once this man of Megillah comes until you go ahead and read the Megillah. So let's see. Sif katan yud beis. Vitzarech lahamtin. Ritzon alomar. Sheyavo echad lekro lefanav. He has to wait for someone to come and read him the Megillah. Dimikodem asa lechol. Because beforehand, it's asa to eat kamol in kriyashma. Like by kriyashma, you're not allowed to eat before kriyashma at night. We saw le'el besimet reish lamed hei. Sif katan yud gimel. He plag hamincha u lemala. So he says, Duhu shah u revia kodem ha laila. As we know, it's an hour and a quarter before nightfall. Shows zmanios. Batam, the kevan, the chashvin and lay laila, le'inyin tefilas arvis. And this position of the Shulchan Aruch maintains, since we know that it is viewed as laila with respect to Mayriv, sheyachal l'spal b'zmano, you could daven Mayriv then, right? If you daven mincha before plag, you could daven Mayriv after plag. So therefore, he says, if that's the case, so therefore, chashvin and lay laila gamal yinzeh, according to his opinion, we can view it as night also for the Kriyas HaMegillah, even though it's really still Erev Purim after Plag HaMincha. It's not yet Mamish Purim, not even Shkia yet, after Plag HaMincha. But since L'inyan Ma'ariv, it's considered already the next day, so therefore L'inyan the Megillah, it could already be viewed as the next day as Yud Dalet at night with respect to the Megillah reading. Sif Katan Yud Dalet, Aval Aser Lechol, Kodem Sheyishma Kriyas HaMegillah, but you're not allowed to eat before you hit the Megillah. Ayei Magen Avram Shemasik. Let's check out the Agan Avram, who concludes as follows. The Dafka Achila Aser. Dafka what? Dafka Achila is Aser. Aval Ti'ima Ba'al Mashari says, you would really be able to eat a shtickle, meaning taste a little bit. Not, you can't have a Gesunta Achila, but you can have what's called a Ti'ima. The Alkain, Yoiser, Tov Yoiser, Lahakel Ishazeh, Sheyitom Kodem Kriyas HaMegillah. So we let the guy taste something. Can't have a mamash nachila, but it can let the person taste a little bit and wait for the kriyas hamegillah for someone to come from the shul. Below the hakel, according to this, since a te'ima is okay, it's better to do that than to be megal lekros miplag hamincha lamala. I know the Magen Avraham says, do not rely on this shulchan aruch to read the megillah after plag hamincha before nightfall, but rather wait for nightfall, wait for someone to come back from shul, and eat a shtickle. And the pri chadash kara tagar. Al Kula Zu. Okay? And the Pri Chadash, he Chai Shrine. He could not believe anyone rely on his Kula, but Daito, and his opinion was, the Kaidam says like a Chavim, Eino Yotze Klal Afil Bi'evet. Right? The Pri Chadash went a step further than Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham said that it's better to have a little Ti'ima and then wait for someone to come back from Shul. Comes the Pri Chadash, he says, not only that, he totally is Cholik on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, you're not Yotze even Bi'evet. If you read before nightfall, if you read, you have to plug a mincha. B'chein mash m'das ha'gra, the Beiru. And that's the gra. Ma'ariv is its own halacha. You could have a ma'ariv early, you have to plug. But what's that got to do with the mitzvah of Megillah, which needs to be after nightfall, has to be on your dollar. It can't be, you have to plug a mincha on your gimel. And he says, and the Pichar says, and you know what? Even a te'ima, you can't be makel with less. It's mamish at tzorach gadol, you can't hack it. The Ainu, your cholak tzas, you have to be someone who's a shikol chayla, oh, misha misano, or if you fasted and mamish a tainus kashalo, and a tainus is very tough on him. Vishir te'ima havi hainu kebetzas pas. What is te'ima? Basically up to a beitza of pas, o mashkin, or drinks, kashir up to the shear of a beitza. The kasa hapri megadim, the lafid das hapri chadash. Comes the pri megadim, and it says, according to the opinion of the pri chadash, even after Shkia, before Seis, you should not read the Megillah. And not only that, he's even Mesupa, Kankei Mestapek Shom, he's even Mestapek whether if it was read Ben Hashmashos, whether or not Yoytze, Imlo Ba'ones, unless it was Mamish and Ones, Vehechrech Gadol, and there was really some compelling reason where you have to do it Ben Hashmashos, then Yesh Tzav Deid Lahakel. Vechase Vechayadam, Tafidu Kara Mikzasa, Kodem Tzei Sakochavim, Vechayadam, goes and says, even weiter, if you read even a little bit before Tzeisa Kol Chavim of the Megillah, and you finish the rest after Tzeisa Kol Chavim, you're not Yotzei, Tzarech Lachzor, the Likrois Beli Bracha, and you have to go ahead and repeat it without a bracha. So we have here a slew of opinions. We have the Shulchan Aruch, who seems to say, if the kindness is Kashalav, just like sound like no problem, go ahead and lane after Plaga Mincha if you can't wait for someone to come back and lane for you. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes ahead and brings a whole slew of opinions. The Magen Avraham, who says, better just to be Tayyim, no problem, be Tayyim, seemingly, after you can be Tayyim after the Seis, and just wait until they got to come back, but not to rely on the Shulchan Aruch. And then we saw the Pri Chadash, who says, what are you talking about? For sure, you're not Yotzei even before, and Mishnah Berurah says, according to him, even Bein HaShemashos, you would not be Yotzei. And he goes on to say that even Te'ima, according to the Pri Chadash, should not be done unless it was Mamash Tzarech, and Mamash Tzarech, or the Tainus was very, it was a Chaylik Sas, or the Tainus was very tough on him, and the Pri Megadim basically, right, points out, as we said before, the Pri Chadash would say this even Bein HaShemashos, and not only that, but the Yeved Bein HaShemashos might be problematic, unless he says it was Ones and Hechrech Gadol. And then comes the Chayyadam a step further, and he says, you're not going to be Yotzei, or we can't rely on you being Yotzei if you read even part of it before Tzitzak Kochavim. You'd have to go ahead and read the Megillah without a bracha, Ayayim B'Shar Tshuva. B'Shem Rikas Yotzei B'Aralacha, to Mikol Makom, he says, we're ending off now with this Sif Katan, Mikol Makom HaMekel L'Chol L'Yoledes L'Maya Kriyasa V'od Yom Tzas. He says that the bottom line is, if a person's Mekel for a Chola or a Yoledes, to go ahead and read a little bit of the Megillah when it was still daytime, which sounds like after Plag, before Shkia, Yeshlo Almi Lismoch, you still have someone to be Somechan. So really, Mamish has a back and forth here. Let's move weiter. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Sif Katan Tesvav, the Ramah had said, "Also lechol kodem shishma kriyas megillah." I feel what Tanya's kasha love. So he says, "What does he mean? Kodem shishma kriyas megillah?" So what he says, "Kamol in your kriyashma, you can't eat before kriyas megillah, but kriyashma the arvis the asrina the mitam shema yichat fenashena the batal mekriyasa, because we're afraid that you might fall shluf and you won't have the kriyashma. So to the megillah, you'll fall asleep and you won't hear the megillah." Bim Kain, I think we got way more different issues about falling asleep the night of the megillah. If you come to a Suda in RBS, Im Kain Kol Shekain Sheaser Lishon Kodem Kriyas Ha Megillah. He says, and if that's the case, you should not go ahead and can't take a shluf before. Not only can you eat before Kriyas Megillah, if you sure can't take a shluf before Kriyas Megillah, after already is man. I feel Daito Rak Lishon Kima. Even if you're in mind, you have in mind only take a little shluf. Kimo Sham like thereby Gabi Kriyas Shema Kriyas Megillah Hu Chov Gadol. Kriyas HaMegillah is a big chov. Shall we call the mitzvahs nitchem now? All the mitzvahs are nitcheh, as we remember, right? It gets knocked off by the Megillah. Kidl el b'sim and tafesh v'zayim. Ein l'el b'sim and reshlam and heisif beiz, mishab ruha sham. Kama pratim l'inyin kriyashma, v'wadin kan, check out the halachas there by kriyashma, it applies here, v'dad, the kamo b'layla asa l'chol kodem kriyasa. And you should know, the same way at night, it's asa to go ahead and eat before the kriyas HaMegillah, who adin bayom, so too by day, afilu k'far hisbalel, lechol, asa l'chol kodem kriya, kamo l'inyin shofar v'lulav. Even if you already davened, it is usher to go ahead and eat before the kriya. And the priest says, "Kamol inyan shofar v'lulav." He said it's usher to eat before shofar. We do it in yeshiva, okay? So what's fascinating is that you know, gabi shofar we're mekel, okay? Megillah, again, we're mekel by shofar because we're in a context of a shul. They have a kiddush right there, and you go into musaf. So it's a set situation where you don't have to worry about, you know, you're not going to blow the shofar. But by megillah, it's wild. The post could bring up that it seems to be the most chamor. Well, these are both mitzvahs d'oraisa, and when it comes to Megillah, it seems to be that you know, very makbid about not going ahead and eating once nightfall hits. Again, except if you're dealing with people that are not feeling well, then you allow te'ima, as we saw. And he goes as follows: Sifkat and Tazayin, afilu atayin is kasha alav. Even atayin is kasha alav, we do not let the guy eat. V'imu adam chalosh v'ashia yazik the b'riyasa, as if he's mamish, a weak person, and waiting will damage him. Yachal yivol de'choli, he might come to being sick, and then a little bit of eating won't be enough. It appears that he'd be allowed to eat. He has to go ahead and ask one to remind him. to remind him to read the Megillah after the Achila. So it's interesting, they point out, they're only makel with this kula that we allow for Kriya Shema, if he's at Mamish Ewa, a person, it's going to be Yazik the Briyasai, the Yachal Avodi Chalis. It's going to be damaging to him, he can get sick. When it comes to Kriya Shema, we rely on a Shomer, someone to tell you, you know, remind you. But here, it sounds like almost Mefurish, right? That the only time we allow you to Mamish eat is if Yazik the Briyasai is going to hurt your health, and you can get sick, and Kasav Aprima Gadim, Safik and Karas HaMegillah. You have a suffix whether you read the Megillah. Asher lo amrinam b'zeh seiket the Rabbanu l'kula mishum duhu divrei kavod. So here comes a famous halacha. This is where we see in many areas Kriyas HaMegillah has a special chaymer to it. If you have a suffix whether or not you read the Megillah, it's possible. We don't say suffix Rabbanu l'kula. Even if it's the Rabbanan, it's one of these high level Rabbanan that's mishum divrei kabbalah that might have the same halachas of suffix deraisa lechumra, even though it's the Rabbanan because it's divrei kabbalah. Ad kan lo yaser.
This schedule.